In our ongoing series about the American dream, we've been exploring what it means and how it's changing. The immigrant experience is essential to it. But in some southern states, the fight against illegal immigration has put many legal immigrants on edge. NPR's Kathy Lohr traveled to South Carolina to speak to two generations of an immigrant family about their American dreams.
Angel Cruz became a field worker in the Dominican Republic when he was just 8 years old. He came to New York in 1964 when he was 25 and went on to do a variety of jobs, from making coat hangers to sanding cabinets in a factory, as one of his sons helps explain.
Era duro el trabajo.
It was hard to work.
Oh, I work in landscape.
Landscaping.
Landscape, a carpenter too.
His wife, Eva, came a bit later, leaving their three children behind until the couple could make enough money to bring them to the U.S. Eva sewed dresses for dolls and cleaned hotel rooms.
I bring my family at 10 months. My three kids are bringing here.
In 10 months, you were able to bring your children here?
Yes. You know, we can't stop. I work all the time. I work at night and day.
Eva is proud her family never received any government help like food stamps. They saw the American dream as a chance for a better life for them and the possibility of a good education for their children. Angel and Eva never made it out of elementary school in the Dominican Republic. Just 3 years ago, they bought a three-bedroom ranch house in the Charleston suburbs with the cash they saved all these years. Angel, who's 73 now, raises chickens in his backyard. A rooster and a dozen baby chicks are scurrying around. On this scorching spring day, Angel's youngest grandson, Christopher, is here playing in a blue kiddie pool.
Yeah, you gonna go swimming?
In the 40 years since they became citizens, this couple built their dream. Their fourth child, Angel Luis Cruz, was the only one born in America. After high school, he built a small insurance company in North Charleston that serves Hispanic and non-Hispanic customers. Just a few blocks from where his parents live, Angel Luis is up early, making breakfast for his three kids. Angel, who turns 40 next week, says his business was doing fine until South Carolina passed legislation to get rid of illegal immigrants.
I don't understand what the state's doing. Instead of embracing people, they're rejecting them.
Cruz says he's lost more than half his business since the law passed. It allows police to stop people they suspect are in the country illegally and ask for proof of citizenship. If an undocumented worker doesn't have papers, they can be deported. Even though the law hasn't gone into effect yet because of legal challenges, Cruz says it's had a big impact as many in the Latino community have left the area.
This immigration law is hurting us, and not just us here, across the whole country. They're not thinking about Angel Insurance Agency. They're not thinking about such and such other business.
To make up for his losses, Angel Luis just opened a second office 2 hours away in Hilton Head. He hits the road 6 days a week now while his wife staffs the Charleston office. Cruz is a devoted American. He loves this country. He joined the Army and served in the Gulf War. But he's tired and confused about being treated like he's not a citizen.
Because I grew up in this country, you know. I'm American. I'm not, you know, I don't see myself like that.
He's only had a couple of customers since his office opened a few weeks ago, but he's optimistic. Cruz believes his American dream is still attainable, even though it may take longer than he originally imagined.
I want to laugh and I want to enjoy life and I want to make a difference in this world.
Back at home after 9:30 in the evening, Angel is clearly worn out. His family, including 3-year-old Haley, 7-year-old Angel Alexander, and his wife Prissy, are all up waiting for him.
You know, like I tell my son all the time, Angel, we do what we have to do now so tomorrow we can do what we
want to do.
So you have to make sacrifices in life, and then sooner or later it's going to pay off. And if we don't ever get to see it, it's all right, because we're going to instill this in our children that you work hard and you move forward.
Cruz still worries about the immigration law. He says he doesn't want his kids to face the same intolerance that he has experienced.
Can you say it? Our Father,
who
art in
heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Angel Luis Cruz says he has faith that America is still the best place for families to create their own dreams. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.